Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's always an exciting time when both Mike Speedball Bailey and Trent Seven hit the house.
TNA Sacrifice on TNA Plus this Friday. Ahead of that, joined by the newest formed tag team in the brand shiny, spanking new TNA. It is Trent Seven. It is Speedball Mike Bailey. It is Speedball Mountain. How we both do it?
I missed the memo. However, there was a memo in the Speedball Mountain group chat that we had to wear the towels. And unfortunately, I don't have mine with me right now. I can go get it if you give me like 5 minutes.
You bought that fine mullet to the Zoom calls. If you want to go and get it, it's up to you.
And you're a mountain of a man, Trent.
Stop it.
So this is, I know you wouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it for you. As we started this call, Trent was actually working out. He was exercising on screen. That's how much of a body guy he is.
So let's get behind the story of Speedball Mountain. Trent, can you remember the first time you met Mike?
Ooh. Do you know what? I don't think I could probably pinpoint it. I imagine Mike may be able to. But I'm going to say it was probably Fight Club in Wolverhampton.
I think it was a Rev Pro before that.
Oh, yes. Maybe
I think there was a Rev Pro cockpit.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Maybe you and Haskins or someone like that, maybe.
That is strongly possible. That sounds about right. But I remember watching your match and thinking, this guy chops really hard.
And I remember watching him and going, he's an alien. He can't be from... And so far in our illustrious relationship and the build to this wonderful crescendo of being a superstar tag team here on TNA, he has never failed to live up to that. The billing of alien performer. So yeah, it's an absolute honor, you know, it really is, to be in a tag team with someone of such an incredible caliber of talent. Long may our relationship coexist.
That's very, very sweet. Can you remember, Mike, the first conversation that you and Trent Seven had?
Absolutly not.
No.
That would have been a very long time ago, right?
The last conversation we had?
No, I can't remember where I was last weekend, but I'm guessing that we met in 2015 or 16.
Yeah. Just on the way to the real boom, I think it was. Yeah, just before WWE and all that kind of stuff. I think it was around about the time you'd kind of started doing a couple of PWGs maybe, and I think that. That really kind of back then, it really did skyrocket people's careers, getting onto like a bowler or a mystery vortex, something like that. It would always really catapult people's career, and I think that definitely helped your career kind of like take that first.
It definitely all happened for me around the same time in that way, where I started doing, you know, some major promotions in the US, and that's what led me to the UK. And of course, when I got banned from going to the US, I ended up spending like approximately one third of my time over in the UK with Veda most of the time. And that's where I got to really get to know Trent Seven and British Strong Style, who had completely taken over the scene at the time.
they were very, very good times, weren't they? Lovely time.
So the idea of putting you two in a team, it has, in the most beautiful way possible, sort of Frankenstein's monster tendencies, because they're very different styles, but at the same time, very different pride and passion in wrestling. When the conversation started about forming Speedball Bayley as a team, what was your first thought, Trent?
It's weird because it kind of comes out of nowhere. It's kind of like it is like a bit of a Big Bang type situation where there's a little rumor here, something has to change here, something has to go on here. There's a lot of little moving parts that kind of just all come together to kind of help the formation of things like this. You know, it's never really a let's sit down with a pen and a paper and plan out as many different cool ideas of, you know, random tag teams that I could be in with the word mountain at the end or the word mustache at the front. It was more of a case of, I think we were in Canada, yes, and it kind of like the almost like a last gasp kind of situation for me last year. It was kind of trying to kind of put some kind of exclamation mark or put a stamp on my year last year. And then, very, very luckily, and, you know, I feel very, very blessed to have been in the situation at the time, in the right place, in the Don Koloff Arena, in Mississauga, in Toronto, with Speedball. And, you know, I think Speedball will attest to it. It kind of all just snowballed and speedballed into just happening on the night. And from there, we came, you know, we teamed up against the Rascals. And as soon as we walked out, you know, there was fans chanting Speedball Mountain before even the logo was even kind of generated. So it definitely filled my heart with a very, very warm buzz. And, you know, there we go. I think that's more of a history is that's the history of mustache Speedball Mountain. You know, and the rest is kind of like the rest is for us to make the legacy of this new brand and this new tag team and this new forming of two very, very different wrestlers, all but both with a very similar path to, you know, attaining the highest kind of level that we can in TNA.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on something, Tom. And I think that, I think that Trent and I are different stylistically in a mechanical way. But I think our version of wrestling and what we want to get out of matches is extremely similar. Yeah. Before Speedball Mountain happened in that first tag team match in the Don Koloff Arena that led to Trent signing his TNA contract on my back, literally and figuratively, there was talks of us actually wrestling one another. Mm. And I thought that was going to be, I thought like in my head, it's like, oh, this is one of those matches that will be effortlessly really good because we will both want the exact same thing out of that match. And I think that comes off of the path that Trent and I both had, which is way before we even thought about being televised professional wrestlers. We spent a long time in independent wrestling knowing that we will wrestle and there will be a direct correlation between how much the audience enjoys our match and how much merchandise we sell and how much money we make. And that has a big impact on how you wrestle, right? And that's true for a lot of the biggest wrestlers on television today. I mean, the Young Bucks and Kevin Steen / Owens are the biggest example of that right now. People that just grew up, that their formative years in professional wrestling were based around wanting to have good matches and carried that through to television, which is not a given for all wrestlers, but I think that is definitely where Speedball Mountain meets.
You both had experience. You both cut your teeth in tag teams, and it's not, I know, I don't want to talk about ex-girlfriends too much, but we're kind of here, so we should. You were part, Mike, of Moonlight Express with Mao, the DDT Universal Champion, and an incredible team that you guys formed. What's some of your memories of working with Mao, and do you keep up with him now he's on top of the world in DDT?
I absolutely do. I wish we got to do a lot more Moonlight Express, but I think Mao, of course, I'm glad that I got to glum onto him for as long as I did, because he is off to fantastic things. Mao is a genius and he is absolutely tearing it up right now. He would be, you know, Moonlight Express would be doing fantastic if I was still in DDT, but Mao is still doing amazing without. And I know he's going to be in America coming up, so we might have a quick little reunion around WrestleMania time. I think that would be fantastic. But I am a Polytagoras. I do have a lot of tag partners currently. I mean, I've got my current number one, which is Trent in TNA. I've got a little thing going on with Jake something that I would love to bring into TNA. I think the three of us would make a fantastic trio. I'm in Bird Law with someone who is your partner as well, Tom, for North commentary. Baveta Scott and I are a tag team whenever we can. And I was the only other tag team that I can think of that I was in, which had a name, was Speedball Gorillas, which is me and TNA alumni Alex Silva. We were a fun little tag team for a while. But I love tag team wrestling. I don't know if I love it as much as singles wrestling, but I love being able to do both. I mean, I don't think I would get the full experience of being a professional wrestler if I only had to stick to one or the other. But the part where you get to basically Speedball Mike Bailey, as a wrestler, as a moveset, I have my stuff down. I know what I do. I know it very well, and I'm very good at doing it. So it's rare that I have to create an entire moveset, an entire match, a new personality. And that's what I think is great about. We're only two full tag matches in. And yep. So we're still at the very, very early stages of figuring out what we can do and where the potential is, and our dynamic as a tag team is still very much being created as we speak.
Trent, yourself, we've seen recently former Mustache Mountain, former British Strong Style getting back together under the name New Catch Republic. Pete Dunne is now Pete Dunne again. Tyler Bate, well, he's still Tyler Bate, which is important. Do you keep in touch with those guys and your thoughts on what they're currently doing in WWE?
Yeah, I think sometimes people forget, like, we were friends and tag team partners at a team long before WWE. We live in a circle of around about 13 miles away from each other as a little triangulated thing. So I think it was always a little bit hard for the American side of things in WWE to even comprehend that exists, that we'd live 15 miles away from each other, triangulated, and we genuinely do go around each other's house all the time. We travel all the time together. And it wasn't just some kind of like thing that, like a flash in the pan. And I talk to the boys every day. And I mean, obviously, what they're doing at the moment is incredible. It's great to see kind of, what's the correct terminology? You know, like everything kind of seem to come back to that nice little reset. Pete is Pete Dunne. The Bruiserweight is the Bruiserweight. Tyler Bate is Tyler Bate. And you know, you watch them and they're out there on, you know, pay-per-view in Perth, wrestling against the Judgment Day, and just, you know, tearing it up, having incredible matches, having the look on their faces is the one that, you know, that's what you want to be. That's the kind of look you want to see on your friends' faces when they're performing at that kind of level. So yeah, they're just absolutely smashing it. And you know, it feels like the world is, you know, the world of tag team wrestling and the world of British Strong Style and kind of like that world of that independent kind of era is all is well and good.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The big part of tag teams is knowing your strengths and knowing your weaknesses as well, which brings me to a tag team quiz we're going to end on. I've got some general knowledge questions. I'm going to give you the topic. Together, you have to decide whether Trent or Speedball is taking on the question. So the first topic is geography. So between you two, who's tagging in to take on this question?
Well, I mean, I'd like to say that both of us have travelled many miles across this wonderful planet of ours. What do you think, Mike? Do you reckon your geography's
up? I'm going to tag on to you because I'm going to guess that it's given that Tom is also British, that it is that it will tap more into the European base of geographical knowledge. So I think this one is yours.
Okay.
Okay. Trent, your geography question. If I'm taking part in Kaban Asukra, where am I?
Oh, God.
Mike, you can't answer. Mike, you can't answer.
Say again, please.
If I'm taking part in Kaban Asukra in March, where am I?
Well, I would definitely say you're in the continent of Asia.
Asia, okay.
It's a very large continent. Okay, I'm going to go with India.
I'm going to go India. Okay. It is the wrong answer. Mike, what's the right answer?
So the right answer is, well, I don't think there is a right answer. The correct answer to Kaban Asukra would have been Quebec. However, that is not what you said.
Pronunciation of that word was absolutely horrendous. You put Indian slick to it at the end.
Nailed it, mate. I don't know what you're talking about. We've got the same dialect. What are you talking about?
You say that word again. Go on, say it
again. Asuk.
Okay. And Speedball Mike Bailey, who is from Quebec, you say.
So it took me a few seconds to understand what
right?
You said.
Saying the same words. That's like someone learning English and going to England and going, hello. I'm look at
Fred,
this.
Stop being angry that you got it wrong.
Look at this.
Right, your next one. Your next one is sports. Who's going to tag in, take on a question on sports? And it's not a wrestling-based question.
God, I wish I'd have given him the geography one there. That's so mean. how's your sports, Mike?
Bad.
Okay, I'll take this one and I'll recover for my terrible... Well... The pronunciation.
All right. Okay, your question. The Percival Molson is the stadium for which football team?
The what, sorry?
The Percival Molson is the stadium for which football team?
What? The Percival what? Say again.
The Percival Molson Memorial Stadium is the...
Soccer. Football. English football.
English, well, football.
It's not an English team, I know that. Percival what?
Percival Molson Memorial Stadium.
I feel like we've been set up here, Mike. Percival.
Well, the first, the Montreal Alouette.
Did you know?
Canadian football, by the way. It's not soccer.
Is it soccer? And you said yes.
No, you said it's in football. You said it's in football.
Soccer, like English football. And you said,
I do not recall that. I think it cut
right,
out.
Okay. Right, the next.
Video games. Who's tagging in?
Gotta be
I'll
Mike.
Take this one.
Only play.
All right. Which game is set in the northeast province of Tamriel?
Northeast province
of Tamriel.
know this?
I mean, there's obviously some kind of, once again, very poorly French town.
Which game? It's a JRPG for sure. Man, I don't know. It sounds familiar.
It's the setting for Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Skyrim. Oh, yes, of course.
There you go. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a bonus one. Who's the best tag team? You can anyone have gone to this. Who's the greatest tag team in TNA today?
Well, I mean, personal opinion.
Yep.
Of the mountain. I'd like to think that we are by far the most entertaining and by far the most potential. But realistically, the people who are the best tag team is the tag team champions.
Yeah, it would be ABC, yeah.
Right?
That's a
series of matches that they've had with the Grizzled Young Veterans. And, you know, they stand on a very high pedestal right now. And I think it's up to us to roll up some snowballs and knock them off.
Climb our way to the top.
The peak.
We look forward to seeing it. Thank you for being such good sports in what was the greatest interview that you've done at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. For Trent Seven, Speedball Mike Bailey, Speedball Mountain, thank you for joining us on Cultaholic today.
Thank you very much
indeed.
Thank you
so much, Tom.
Cheers for that, lads.
Right.
Honestly, that pronunciation.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.